Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
55107.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. Your first and last name, please.
Patricia Wingo.
Ms. Wingo, may I have your shipping address to verify, starting with 51, please?
First of all, I need to know what you're talking about. What is this place and what's, you know, because I'm not understanding. I'm just now noticing that this money is coming out of my account, and I need to know who you are and when did I sign up, and because I know nothing.
Ms. Wingo, it would be a pleasure to assist. So this, first of all, we're a third-party call center. We simply handle many companies and their products, okay? And then we support their customers who call in. So if you have a charge or an order, we just look up your account.
That's it.
I see your name.
I don't even know what I'm ordering and all that. What is this now?
So the first thing, ma'am, is that I cannot just speak out Ms. Wingo's personal information. I have to confirm you're Ms. Wingo. I need the shipping address to verify, and it starts with 51. If you can complete it, please.
Okay, 516 Humboldt Avenue, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55107.
Understood. Thank you, ma'am. So right now, I'm looking here on this account, and I do see an order here for a Wi-Fi booster, October 18th, 2021, for $7.45, excuse me.
Okay.
And hold on 1 minute, please, ma'am. Ma'am, thank you for your patience, okay?
Okay.
1 minute, please, here. Okay, so here, as I said, I'm just confirming with the account here. So it's the Wi-Fi booster you would have received in October because that was shipped out to you. And then with that program, I mean, with that order, came the membership, right? That like terms and conditions said, and it was the membership for your shopping, your savings online, your shopping membership, to a shopping online. And that's what you were charged with after.
So y'all taking $56 out of my account since February.
Let me look here, ma'am.
Oh, I'm looking at my bank statements.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what am I paying for?
You're paying for the shopping discount, shopping membership online.
You would have
been sent that information long ago?
I don't have no type of information in that form, and I'm not understanding why y'all been taking this money out of my account. I would appreciate if y'all put my money back in my account. And whatever this membership or whatever this stuff is, y'all need to cancel that.
Okay, so you want me to cancel the account? So by the time it comes to us, Ms. Wingo, just to let you know, this is a valid operation, meaning this is what the customer has applied, has done it, and we simply make the order, right?
Okay, wait a minute. Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
When I seen this Wi-Fi thing that y'all talking about, which I don't even use because I don't even know what it is. I just seen it, and I just got it, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
$7 and something, yeah, I paid that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I have not received anything about no membership where y'all going to be taking, I'm on a fixed income, so why would I sign up for a membership of $60, rounding it off?
I'm so sorry, ma'am. I only know by the time it comes here, it's an order. So we fulfill the orders. So right now, with this order, I'm canceling the account because that's what you want. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. So I'm just saying we obey the order. That's all we do.
Well, but what I'm saying is, by me ordering whatever that thing is I ordered, like I say, I don't even know where it's at. I don't even use it. Okay? And then this third party or whoever the hell it is, then start taking money out of my account. I don't have money. These people have made me overdraft where I had to pay extra money because I'm not even understanding what this $56 and some change is. I ain't asked for no dang on membership.
Well, when you signed up, it happened and that was the agreement. But may I say, Ms. Wingo, this I do understand. I really understand. And that's why I'd let people know you've got to read the terms and conditions and know the whole offer when you get it. Okay? Know the whole offer. But right now, we're going to take care of this, Ms. Wingo. We're taking care of this by canceling.
Now I got to go and borrow money because my account has been overdrafted. Money that I can't even really pay back, but I'm going to have to sacrifice and go without groceries for a couple of weeks just to pay this money back.
Mhm. Mhm. I'm sorry, ma'am. So right now, no more charges. Everything has been stopped. Okay? That's the number one thing, Ms. Wingo, according to what you've asked. Okay? And I will give you that cancellation number.
Yeah, y'all got me so pissed off. I hope I don't go get in no trouble today.
One step at a time, Ms. Wingo.
No, it ain't no one step at a time. Like I say, I'm tired of people running over me.
Ms. Wingo?
Sick of it. What is the number?
The number is C like Charlie.
Yep.
And then it's 26.
Yep.
07.
Yep.
68.
Yep.
301.
301. C26076-8301, right?
Mm-hmm. And the company has refunded the $56.95 that you're talking about.
Okay. Say that again.
The company has refunded the $56.95.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just letting you know that. And that would be 3 to 5 business days back on your account.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the number you have is the refund number as well. It all wraps up together as a cancellation and a refund.
So you're talking about this reference number you gave me?
Yeah. It references the refund and the cancellation. And you in 3 to 5 business days, $56.95 will be back on your account.
And they've been taking it since February, so they need to give me all my money back.
I can transfer you to a supervisor regarding that.
Okay.
Okay, 1 minute, please. Okay. Thank you for your patience. I'll be right with you. Okay. So, Ms. Wingo, I'm going to be transferring you in order for you to speak to someone regarding the other charges, okay?
All right.
1 minute, please. And the account has been shut down, so there's no more activity on it, okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm. You're being transferred now, Ms. Wingo.
Okay.
Okay, the best to you. Thank you for calling customer support, okay?
Yeah.